Blog Talk Radio. November 18th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. Unfortunately, once again, our co-host will not be joining us, but we do, of course, we have our yum yum.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Got my intro back. Yay.
At least this time we could figure it out. Yay. So how are you this week?
Good. Sort of.
Uh-oh.
Our school celebrated their 50th anniversary this week. So we had all these activities, but no classes, so that was kind of good. But we had a, let me look at how it's called. We had a sponsor run today for a good cause. So I had to be up at 9 in the morning at school, and I had to run for 1 hour straight, which was not very nice, but I did it. And after that, I had to take someone to another activity, which I didn't attend, but I did attend later on because I had to either wait for her or you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you sound a little far away. Did you switch to your cell phone?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that might explain it.
Sorry, so, I am multitasking tonight, so.
Someone has to do multitasking on the show.
Yes. Since little Alley Cat is not here, I guess I have to take over that role.
Mm-hmm, right. So, I cycled for 1 hour, which wasn't the plan, but anyhow, I did it. So it was a very intensive day today. I also had horse riding for an hour, so I didn't get 2 hours sleep, so I might not fall asleep, or I will. We'll see. We'll see how I stay awake.
You sound like me last night. I went to work. I didn't intend on staying late yesterday, and of course, what happened?
I don't know. You
I
tell
stayed
me.
Late.
You what?
I stayed late.
I didn't
late.
Catch that.
Uh-huh. I ended up staying later than what I was supposed to. And I finally got home, because my whole plan was, because last night, of course, actually this morning, they premiered the new Twilight movie, and I had tickets. So,
is there another Twilight movie?
Of course.
I haven't heard of that.
Yes. I don't think it's going to be coming out by you soon.
No. I'm not a fan of Twilight, so it doesn't matter if it will be released here or not.
Well, I don't care. You will have to bear with me then. Well, Ellie Kett is not a fan, but her opinion doesn't count either. So, no, I ended up actually taking a 3-hour nap before I went to go see the movie. So I was wide awake for that. So that's why I mentioned it, because you said you took a 2-hour nap before the show.
Uh-huh.
See? I tied it all back into the show.
Naps are good.
Yeah. Naps are always, always good. Okay. Sorry, do not mind me. I'm cutting apples. I'm trying not to cut my fingers off.
Don't. Please don't. Otherwise, there will be screaming, and I don't like screaming. Unless it's pony screaming. Then it's fun. Well,
they'll be screaming. My vegetarian dish will no longer be vegetarian. Because it'll have a big old huge finger in it. So. I don't think anyone would like to eat my finger. I don't think so.
No.
Any pony joy for you this week?
Let me think. And let me put up my eBay. I forgot what I got. Let me see. Three puffy stickers.
Ooh.
Yes. And I don't think anything else. And a Mint in Box Schoolhouse. And
ooh.
A Mint in Box the pink European show stable.
Ooh.
Yes, those are very nice. The seller was a pain, really. God.
Well,
No, it wasn't you, because it was from the UK. No, the seller, in the shipping details, it said free shipping. Actually, it turned out to be not for the description, it stated that I had to contact her, but since I was bidding from my mobile device, I didn't got the whole description pulled up. What? So I ended up paying £30 for shipping, which is about $50 to $60.
Holy cow!
Yeah, I know, right? But since I got a good deal on them, I paid $20 for the schoolhouse and $10 for the Mint in Box show stable.
Mm. So then it all kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. Okay, so...
But it's... What?
Oh, my. Sorry, I turn around and my cranberries are attempting to escape the pot.
Oh, I thought you could. You cut out your finger or something. Well,
no, I turn around
don't
and
do
all
that.
Of a sudden, there's pink bubbles coming up to the top.
You're boiling cranberries? Wait,
I'm making cranberry sauce.
That might explain it. I don't know how cranberries can escape. I think we don't have legs today. Unless it's a spider.
Okay, then I'll cook them a little bit longer.
But that was my pony joy. And you? Did you get any pony joy?
Actually, I did. Okay. I got a bunch of threes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember. I can't remember off the top of my head which ones they were. Thank you. Okay, hold on one second. Oh, boy. The joys of the computer that you're working on, being all the way in the front of the house and you being in the back of the house, that does not work.
Mm-hmm.
Why
don't you stay?
Well, I gotta watch this one because I'm almost to the point where I can bid.
Huh? Oh, you're eBaying.
Yes, I have an auction that's going to end in about, 8 minutes.
Ooh.
So luckily...
I should check mine. No.
Let me see. I got December Delight. Fairweather, the very first one, the blue one. With
I'm
the
hearing
white.
You very faintly in the background. I think that's the one from the device you started with.
Let me see.
Can
you
hear
me?
Yes, twice. I hear the one you pulled me up from earlier, the clearer one, and the cell phone one later.
Okay. So let me think.
Yes, better.
That's December Delight, Fair Weather,
yes.
Fourth Shisa, March Mischief, Merry Weather, and Serendipity.
Uh-huh. Gosh, they really knew how to create names for those G3s over there at Hasbro.
Oh yes. Did.
Anyhow, dang, I missed on an auction. Oh well.
But I do have a few other things, but they haven't come in yet, so.
Yes, me too. Actually, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 items that I still have to arrive.
Okay. Well, what do you think? You ready to start year 6?
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and just hop right on in, and we'll go ahead and hop right on into the hobby ponies.
All right. Let me pull up the rainbow forest. Yes. I'm there. Hello. Still there?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm hearing you twice again.
That is strange because I turned off the microphone on the computer.
Oh, now it's gone.
Oh, very good.
Hold on, I think I'm going to get something to eat. Because I'm starving over here. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
I have returned.
Oh, very good.
So we're gonna. Did you introduce them already?
Not
yet. You're not at the computer right now?
Not for quite this second.
Not that again?
I said not quite this second.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Come on. There we go. Maybe. Okay.
Well, as I had said, the first one's name is Globetrotter.
Mm-hmm. She's very yellow.
Yes.
And blue.
That is definitely true. She is yellow with a blue mane, blue tail. Her eyes are blue with clear gems. And her symbol is a blue baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Let me check. I wouldn't say it's a baseball cap. It's more of a fancy hat.
Ah, okay.
I don't know how to describe it. If you go to Ponyland Market, you can see a better picture of our symbol.
Okay.
It's more of a poofy hat.
Oh yes, you're right. It is a poofy hat. But she also comes with a red bandana, a green and purple knapsack, and a yellow camera on a yellow ribbon, and a yellow comb.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
She definitely looks like she is ready to travel.
Indeed. I really like her neckerchief. Very cute. And her backpack.
Well, I just love it when people just call that a neckerchief.
Bandana, neckerchief.
So, any chance at a Dutch name?
No, it's the same. Globetrotter.
Well, that just figures.
Globetrotter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could not have been at least a little creative there.
No.
Oh, why not?
You're switching back to mobile phone again.
Yep.
I can hear. Oh, Also, what should I do? I have this auction that I bid on, and I received a second chance. But I don't know if I should hit the bin button or not.
What is the price that they are looking for now?
$220.
Oh my.
I know. And in the lot is included a glory, So Soft Paradise, which isn't looking very good. Sundance, Dancing Butterflies, a Sorda Beatty nightcap, a yellow cherry treats, two Beatty newborns, Applejack, and the mail order Mommy and Baby. You know, the magenta ones with the pink hair? But I don't know if I should hit the bin button or not.
Well, that is a very good question, especially since all of...
If you said something, I didn't hear it. No. Still not hearing you. I hear you faintly in the background. Probably your microphone in the other room. Better. A little closer.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, did I lose you?
No, I lost you for a second. I couldn't hear what you said. I heard you faintly in the background. Which was probably from this microphone that I heard you.
No, I had this one turned off.
Strange. Anyhow, should I pin it or not?
No, that is up to you, especially since some of those are fairly common.
Well, I don't know. What does the chat room say?
Well, we will have to wait until the 1 minute delay.
So, we'll wait for that. Should we go on to the next pony?
Up next is... Is that Mimosa?
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My god. She sounds like a drink.
Mimosa. That's a very cute little flower.
It's also the name of an alcoholic drink.
Yes, but we're not talking alcohol. Fucking ponies. You have to look it up, Mimosa. It's very... Aw, it's such a cute little flower. All fluffy. So cute.
Let's see. Music. Drink.
What?
Are oh, here we go.
Mimosa. Just type in the dang... name. And
oh,
go
yeah.
to images.
Even the chat room thought we were talking alcohol.
But no advice on my eBay auction. No. I have 20 seconds. 26 minutes left to react.
Okay, here we go. Well, yum yum, all the stuff you said was in the lot is rather common and in not in the best shape. The mail orders are not quite worth that much. I wouldn't buy it for $210.
Thank you. Great input. I really appreciate it. I think I can share a link in the chat room to see what I'm blobbing about.
Maybe you should.
Sure. There. I just posted the link.
Okay.
So how about this? How about you go ahead and describe this girl?
All right. This pony is orange with, let me look the side, with yellow hair. She has light blue eyes with a clear gem, and her symbols are two little flowers painted in white.
Ooh.
What the hey are you doing?
Yeah, that needs more sugar. Sorry.
She's a very basic but very pretty pony. She's not a normal orange. She's more of a orange mixed with a little bit of magenta, I would say.
Ooh.
She's a very bright orange. Not as bright as Berry Bright, but still very bright. And she comes with a little white basket with a flower decal in it. Sunflower shaped hair barrette. A rake and a shovel and a what is that? Oh, another kind of rake. The hay.
Well, that was a good try.
Did I fail? Oh, and I forgot a mint or a greenish, blue greenish cone, I suppose.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. That was just too funny.
How come? Why?
Okay, yes, Summer Blade, I'm
so
making
bad
cranberry sauce.
Oh.
Sorry. Well, I think you kind of missed the two flowers tied together that you can use in your hair.
I said, that was the barrette.
Oh, okay.
The sunflower-shaped barrette.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's all right. So, she's very cute.
She is. She is adorable. Can we possibly get a name in Dutch?
Mimosa. It's the same.
At least they kept the name the same.
Uh-huh. Since it's a flower and the flower name.
I turned down the heat.
What? Oh.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yes. I'm getting a lesson in making cranberry juice, I think.
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. Don't like cranberries that much.
Well, I make some really good cranberry sauce, so. And I'm going to some friend's house tomorrow, and we're having a bit of a potluck, so I'm bringing cranberry sauce.
A what?
I'm going to a friend's house, and we're having a potluck.
What's that?
Everyone brings food.
Sort of like a picnic.
Well, kind of.
At somebody's house.
Yes.
All right, that's cool. So, have anything to add to Mimosa?
No, I don't.
All right.
But the next one is the most oddest named one I've ever heard of.
Oh, she's so pretty.
She is pretty. But to call a pony medicine?
Oh, you're not going... Never mind. I skipped Fun Pony. So.
Okay.
Everything's good now.
Definitely. She is purple with a dark pink mane and tail. Her eyes are light blue with clear jewels. And her symbol is two birds on a leaf.
Oh.
Which makes
sense. I think they're passing over a little branch of.
Aww.
I think. But I think her name fits her. I mean.
Well, it fits her accessories.
Yes, but if we look back, this is a reincarnation of. Wing Song, and
yes.
She also came with stuff. What's it called? Hold on. Sorry, sometimes I have to translate words. A doctor accessories? That what it's called?
This one, it's saying nurse.
Nurse accessories. We'll go with that.
But this is more of doctor's stuff, because nurses don't carry bags and stethoscopes.
No.
But she does come with what they call a mint green nurse bag, a white cap, a pack of plaster strips, a bottle of tablets, a mint green spoon, a bottle of talc, she thinks, a stethoscope, and a white comb.
So she does come with a lot.
Yes.
But as I said, nurses don't really carry bags. So I don't know why they say nurse bag.
She has a bag that you can open it, and you can put the stuff in it.
Right, but what I'm saying is, a profession, nurses don't really carry bags.
Well, oh, here's their back card story or something like that. Should I read it?
Read it.
She is really a perfect doctor. Medicine has a doctor's case. It can be opened and contains several accessories to help her take care of her patients. So she is a doctor, not a nurse. And she has patients.
That's what I thought. I thought it was wrong. Well, you know, you have an extra person in the house that's supposed to be helping taste things, and they don't want to taste something.
I don't think that's a good sign.
No, normally she likes to taste my stuff. Actually, I think I like it. It's a little bit more tart than I normally do. But I don't want to make it too sweet. Decisions, decisions, decisions. One more scoop of sugar.
So, but the shocking news is going to come. I don't have her. I don't have her medicine. And I also didn't have Globetrotter.
Oh my God.
No.
More ponies that you did not have. I cannot believe this.
I know, right? I'm going to look her up now, Evie. See if I can find her. I almost got medicine, but the seller was a pain to deal with. And she agreed to send her to the Netherlands, but then she kind of disappeared or something because she didn't react back and she didn't send the right invoice. The first invoice she sent me, she charged me £10 for shipping. $20. Which I know is not the correct amount.
Not for one pony, it shouldn't be that
much. No, right. And a G2.
Yeah, if you're crying out loud, those things are tiny.
But I will get her eventually.
There you go. Be confident. She will eventually arrive in your herd.
I have connections in France.
And you haven't looked me up? What is wrong with this picture?
What'd you say?
I said, you haven't hooked me up?
No. They're my exclusive pony source. No one's getting my ponies. Okay. But I have still some extra G2 babies.
Wait a minute, did you say extra G2 babies?
I did.
And you're holding out?
On what? I'm holding out on what?
On the extra G2 babies?
No, I'm selling those.
I think you will eventually have to speak.
We are now.
I meant business.
Ah, business. Do I have to be scared?
No.
Okay.
So what about a Dutch name for this girl?
In Dutch is names. Wolkenliedje, which means cloud song.
Yeah, it has absolutely nothing to do with medicine at all.
Well, it was the name for the earlier release of her.
Yeah, this is true.
Which was Wing Song.
Yes.
Wing Clouds.
Definitely, definitely. Okay. One last shot at taking this, finishing up this cranberry sauce.
Need one more time on my cell phone, and I am done with my cell phone. Promise.
Yay.
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I mean, the listeners are probably used to this, I guess.
Well, they're used to little Alley Cat doing this, so.
Yes, but she isn't actually the host, is she? God, what are you doing? Chopping off a limb?
No, I'm taking and banging the spoon against the side of the pot.
Uh-huh.
To try and get all the goodness off of it.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I think this is it. These things have been cooking for an hour. They're all nice and topped. My apples have cooked down. And it smells like Thanksgiving.
That's a good thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It smells like I done cooked something good.
You can pat yourself on the shoulder then.
Woohoo, and I will.
Good. Do it. I want to hear it. God, don't hurt yourself.
Okay. And here my dog thought I was calling him over.
Uh-huh.
Because now he's currently hopped up on my... front paws are currently hopped up on my lap. Looking up at me kind of like, would you pet me, please? Rub
me.
Love me. Aww.
Please don't hit me. Please don't hit me.
No, he knows I won't hit him. As long as he doesn't do anything bad. Oh, well, I am very glad, Summerblade, that you thought it was fascinating to hear me make something. I think it'll be really interesting to see everyone tomorrow go, oh my God, Amy does know how to cook. She wasn't actually just pulling our legs. She actually does know how to cook something.
I have a mother for that.
Well, see, that's what always happens. My mother always normally cooks the food, and I just take it with me.
Mm-hmm.
This time I actually did the cooking.
That's good of you.
Yes.
Take some responsibility.
Yes.
Yay for you.
Well, it's good to know, Summerblade, that you are easily entertained.
Good for little Alley Cat to know.
Yes. That will be good for her to know when she comes back. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she'll be back.
Yes. I miss her.
I do too. Hopefully she'll be back within the next couple of weeks.
Yay, I hope so.
But in time, just in time for the next show.
Mm-hmm.
But before that...
Where is she at anyway?
Tonight she had a party to go to. Her husband is evidently switching where he's going to be working.
It better be a Pinkie Pie party.
No, I don't think she'd let him get let him. She he. I don't think he'd let her give him a Pinkie Pie party.
That's kind of disappointing.
Yes. You'd think a pony husband would allow anything.
Uh huh.
Oh well.
Kind of disappointed here.
Yeah. But
see my disappointed face. No, you can't.
Oh, here we go. Miss G says, we usually hear little Alley Cat cleaning or eating. Panda is just helping to fill in for her. Yes, I am.
And see? I was eating.
Well, see.
We were making food and I was eating food.
Exactly, because normally she's cooking dinner and then she's eating dinner.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We have... We have now filled the void.
Yes. Our show is now complete.
Yes. We have filled the void. Woohoo!
Yay.
But, up next, are we ready to move on?
Sure.
Up next is Eve. And no, it's not Adam and Eve, it's the pony Eve.
Should have been funny if there was a pony named Adam.
Yeah, that would have been really cute. Really.
Yeah. But then Eve would have to be pink with blonde hair. Or something like that.
This is true. This is very, very, very true. But, this girl, she is really cute. And I'm trying to figure out how her name goes with, what she likes to do.
I have no clue.
I don't either.
Eve.
Well, let's go ahead and describe her. She is white. Her mane is blue and pink. Her tail has both of these colors. Her symbol is a blue dolphin. Her eyes are light blue with light blue jewels.
Correct. Yes.
Woo-hoo.
And I have her.
Very
Yay.
Good. Very good.
She's so cute. Or she still has her pink stripe.
Oh, that is actually...
Because the pink stripe is that fading pink.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Too cute.
And I have some of her accessories. I am missing the shell clip.
Well, let's go ahead and describe all of her accessories.
Mm-hmm.
She comes with an inflatable ring, a pink shell-shaped hair clip, a pink and white foam dolphin, and a white comb.
Mm-hmm. And the inflatable band.
I said the inflatable thing.
Yes, it's really inflatable. So it has a little... How do you call it? A little blowing thingy. Where you can actually blow up the band. So that's kind of neat.
I forget what that thing's called myself. I am horrible.
Anyway, they know what we're talking about.
Yes. At least we hope they do.
Yes.
If they don't, oh well. But yeah, she is so cute. Would you actually believe it or not, the first time I actually saw a picture of her mint on card... And I didn't know that that thing was an inflatable ring. I thought that thing was a stencil thing.
A what? Stencil?
Yes.
How could it be a stencil?
Well, if you don't know that it's an inflatable ring...
Damn. Oh, you mean a paper stencil?
Right.
Round.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it... doesn't go with her accessories or with her theme.
Hmm. No.
So, but I can see where you think it was a stencil. Sorry, I'm eBaying.
Not a problem. It happens.
It happens a lot with me. Maybe too many.
See, this is why we need little Alley Cat back.
Because
she can take up these dead air points.
I'm not entertaining enough.
No, you're entertaining. Then in that case, I'm not entertaining.
Huh?
I said then I am not entertaining.
Because. You're entertaining. I mean, you just entertained one people.
Well, that's good to know.
For making cranberry juice.
No, cranberry sauce.
Sauce.
Juice.
I'm sorry.
Two totally different things. Well, what about a Dutch name for this girl?
In Dutch, she's named Waterwolf. Water wave. Or something like that.
Which makes sense with her little floaty thingy.
Yes. And her theme. I mean, she's a dolphin. And she has, dolphin water themes.
Yes. That she does. And she is just too adorably cute. Okay, if you are listening to this as a recording, please do not do what our guests in our chat room are doing. They are choking on the laughter.
Please don't choke. That's
yes.
such an awful noise.
Yes.
And if you choke, do it in silence.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, start wailing your arms, but do it in silence. No, we're kidding. We're
Thank
kidding.
Thank you.
Kidding. We do not want anyone to choke.
Of course not.
We are not promoting choking. We do ask that you do listen to this show in safety.
But then again, would I inherit their ponies? No, I'm just kidding.
That is a really good question.
No, we're kidding. Right.
I guess.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, you take the top half, I'll take the bottom half.
Good point. I'll get the expensive pony. Maybe I can complete my G2 collection that
there
way.
There you go.
Good plan. Good plan. We'll have to think this out.
Yes,
we have business to do.
Yes. Let's go ahead and discuss this off the air because we don't want everyone to be suspicious.
No, I know, right? At this point, they're not suspicious.
Nah. Okay, but on to the next girl. This next one is...
Just to clear this out, we're kidding, people. We're
yes, we are.
Absolutely kidding.
We really are kidding.
No. Yes. We love you guys.
Yes, we do.
Please don't choke.
Please, no.
Please stay. Or we will be very lonely.
Yes,
we will be very sad.
Yes, believe it. We will be sad. But at least we will have this next girl to keep us company.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the next girl up is Precious. Isn't her name just Precious?
It is Precious.
It is. It is just too cute. And she is blue with a pink and purple mane. And tail. Her eyes are mint green with clear jewels, and her symbol is some pink bubbles. Is that correct?
Yes, I have her at hand right now.
Woohoo!
So, if she could talk, she could actually say something in the mic right now.
Ooh.
I can bang her head against the microphone.
No, don't do that. that would not be good.
It's a headache.
Yeah, that would give her a headache.
Oh, poor pony. Come here. I should pet. I'm going to pet her. So you get
there
back
you
to
go.
Your friend.
Well, and it looks like she comes with a lot of accessories, but
God, Jesus, yes.
Oh,
very much. A very large variety of accessories.
Yes.
And very tiny accessories.
The eyes can see. But, you know, why would she be considered a hobby when all she's doing is taking a bath?
Maybe she has a salon. Maybe she's a hairdresser or something. Or maybe she's cleaning. She's a cleaning lady.
No, I don't think so, because all these accessories are stuff you'd use in the bathroom to get ready for a date or something.
Well, nope. Here's her backyard story.
Oh.
Precious loves taking a bath and wearing her romantic shower cap. Romantic shower cap?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow. On her beautiful long mane, Precious has several accessories for her bathroom. Play with her and have a party with her My Little Pony friend. A party in your bathroom?
Well, if you're having a sleepover, maybe.
Yes, but I wouldn't have a party in my bathroom. I mean, that's kind of weird. I mean, I'm not going to say, like, party at my bathroom at 3 a.m. or something.
I would.
Yes.
Of course, that's just me.
Will you be there?
I would try to be there.
Great. I have one friend.
Yes, but this
girl...
They can
pick up the babies.
Hmm?
They can pick up the babies.
There we go. There you go. Sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, everyone wants to do a tub party in... Everyone wants to do a tub party in your bathroom, and people are wondering what kind of sleepovers I had.
Oh, and Precious can come.
Oh yes, of course, because of course she comes with her shower cap, a blue blanket that ties together with a ribbon. And there's a lot of smaller accessories, 4 different bottles, a soap in a soap box, toothpaste, a toothbrush, a hair dryer, and of course, a white comb.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So she is definitely ready for a day of beauty.
She is. The only thing she's missing is a bathtub.
Well, you know, you do. You still, if you had that G1 scrub-a-dub tub.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There you go.
Or a nursery tub, but I think that would be too small for her.
Yeah. So I think the rub-a-dub tub would be perfect.
Mhm. The scrub-a-dub tub.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe a Dutch name here?
And Dutch is called sieraadje, which means jewelry.
Boy, they really did not think of this one through.
Or ornament, trinket, adornment.
Boy, they really still did not think this one through.
No, maybe because she has a lot of accessories.
Hmm. That might be it.
And maybe because they thought her symbols were a few pearls, maybe?
Hmm. Maybe. That could be it right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely. So do you have anything else to say about this girl?
Yeah, she has that fading pink hair.
That evil pink hair.
the evil being. No, the sun is the evil one. The pink hair is just very shy.
Well, that's one way to think of it. I don't think anyone's ever quite thought about thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't be happy if I would fade.
Oh no, definitely.
So I feel bad for all those fading pink hairs.
I do too now. That seems so mean of Hasbro to have done to them.
Mm-hmm. You bet, Hasbro.
But I do believe Hasbro did something extremely odd with this next set.
Yes. And I forgot to tell you.
Yes.
Since I didn't get them off eBay, I did get three Friendship is Magic ponies. Friendship is Magic ponies. At a local store here.
Oh, just for that, guess what?
Ow! Why? Why? I did get ponies.
But you forgot to tell us.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, once again.
Ow! Oh, my head hurts. Ow, don't do that. Ow, please stop. Ow. You happy now?
Well, that was the point.
Now I'm tired and I have a headache. Thank you. No, I'm not sleeping tired. I'm just tired.
Yes, finally, I've got a use for all the sound effects.
Yay. Yay for you.
But, so which ones did you get?
I got... Oh, I'm not very good with the Friendship is Magic names. I think I got the pink one with the cupcake, buttercup or something like that. Did she call that?
I think she was just called cupcake.
Hold on, let me look it up.
What, you're telling me you don't have the box right there?
No. Do-do-do-do-do. It is called, he is called, I can find her. Hold on. Should I play another song?
Let's see.
Oh, she's wave 3, not wave 2. Yes, got her here. Load. Page, load. No, I'm still awake. No.
No, I'm falling asleep here.
Oh. I'm playing a song. Please, bear with me. She is called... Oh, God. Anyhow... The second is called Lulu Luck. I can't find her. Pudding Pie wasn't her. Oh. Hold on, let me pull up the pictures. Oh, okay. Wait. Anyhow, she was the pink pony with the cupcake. And I got a second Fluttershy. this one has lighter pink hair, more accurate to the one on the show. Do you have any film ponies, by the way?
Hmm?
Do you have any film ponies?
Oh, yes, I do. I have Fluttershy. I have Pinkie Pie. I have...
You have the core. The main six ponies.
No, not all the main six.
Mm-hmm.
I also have... the which one is that one? I have Princess Luna and Princess
Luna. Is it the styling pony or the smaller one?
Both.
Hmm. I'm guessing they are $10 there or something?
It depends upon which set you get.
Which means they will probably be around €15 here.
Probably.
Right. Why is everything so expensive here? Jeez. I'm lucky if I get a Friendship is Magic pony for €6, which is about $8.
Oh boy.
Yes. So if I see any American talking about the high prices in the U.S., I'm going to strangle them.
Well, there are a few things that are extremely high priced.
Yes. But I mean, come on. $8 for one pony?
Okay. Oh. Are the cupcakes brown and green?
No, not brown and green.
Okay.
Hold on. Over here right now. Yes, she is called Cupcake.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, Miss G. Ha, lol. There's one eBay seller. Oh, never mind. I thought it was for one pony only. But it is for 70 ponies.
Ooh.
70 G2. So that's awesome. So, have anything to say?
Well, are we ready to move on to the next pony?
Of course.
Well, up next we are going into the changing mane and tail ponies again with the silly looking girls.
Huh. But I like the first one, her hair color.
Her hair is gorgeous. The first one up, of course, is Apple Pie. She is mint green. Her symbol is a purple apple, and her eyes are light blue with green jewels. And she, of course, comes with two sets of hair and tails. One is green and purple. And then the other mane is a curly pink mane. And when I say curly, I mean looks like she went to the salon and just got a brand new perm. That is how curly it is.
3.5 bonus Pinkie Pie curly hair. You know, that's crazy.
Oh, yes.
Or what's that G3 pony called? Oh God.
Precious
the white one?
Precious gem.
Yes, I think so. She also has that crazy curly hair.
Yep, that she does. I did not mean to do that.
What did you do?
I closed the tab.
Oh.
Okay, and her accessories, she doesn't seem to come with much. She comes with an apple hair clip and a light blue comb.
Yes. And, of course, the hair pieces.
Yes. But that pink hair, that is some gorgeous pink hair.
Oh, I'm more liking the green and purple color combination.
I like the pink.
You get the pink, I get the greeny, green and blue, purple.
Yeah. So, Dutch name?
Her Dutch name is Appelgroen. This translates to apple green.
Ooh.
Which makes sense. They did something right.
That they did.
So.
Do you have this one?
Yes, I have her, of course. I'm liking the hair clip. It's very cute.
So what does the hair clip actually look like?
It is a... it's made of light blue plastic with glitters. It is just an apple shape with green stem and leaf. And it has three blue dots on it. You can see it better on the pony market side.
Yeah, because I definitely cannot see it in this mint and package on the website.
It's next to her curly pink hair.
I still must be completely missing it.
It's in the right corner of the package.
Oh, there it is.
Or I should link you a picture to my mint on card photo.
Oh, there you go.
And I also have, I haven't told you that, I have precious Mintum card.
I don't think you did.
No. I should post a link in the chat room?
Ah, you could.
Paste. Wouldn't work. There you go.
And don't forget to go ahead and post these to the two posts. Whoops.
Two posts. What did you? I'm confused.
To the posts for the show.
Oh. Huh? My link.
Never
to
mind.
Ooh,
never
I just
mind.
Found medicine on eBay. Too expensive. Don't you hate those delusional eBay sellers? They think they can sell a common pony for a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, they do the same thing with not-so-common ponies.
Mm-hmm. But that's alright. I mean, if they're not common, I mean, they're... You can ask a higher price for them. But I've seen a normal Hong Kong Peachy listed for... I think it was $80 or something like that.
Oh boy.
That's not even sad anymore. That's funny. They'll never sell that pony. And I mean, the listing fee they have to pay for that
mm-hmm.
auction. Clearly, someone didn't do their homework.
Yeah, they definitely didn't.
But I'm not that seller, so I shouldn't be worried.
Nope. But what we need to be worried about is this next pony.
Because
we need to talk about her.
Uh-huh. So, you go ahead.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, that was totally me.
We're all tired.
Now I have to yawn too.
Oh dear. Now I'm going to make it contagious.
Well, yawning is contagious.
And I'm not helping.
No, you're not.
No.
Go away. We don't need you anymore.
Well, we could always take and end the show.
No. Please stay.
Up next is Flora. And actually, she is a reissue of Morning Glory.
No, you're kidding me.
Her symbol is...
flower.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to do this back and forth now. She is pink. Her symbol is some blue flowers with leaves. Her eyes are lavender with pink jewels. And she comes with two sets of hair. One is purple. The other is blue with silver tinsel.
Uh-huh. And which, by the way, it's supposed to be braided, the blue tail.
Yeah. It is braided.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks gorgeous braided. It really does. And her accessories are a heart-shaped hair clip and a pink comb. Dear God, I need to quit this. But doesn't she just remind you of Morning Glory, especially with that purple hair?
Well, it is Morning Glory.
Yes, it is.
Only with a different name.
Yes. Gotta love those renames.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me guess what her name in Dutch is.
Could it be?
Could it be Flora?
Flora.
I was
almost
close.
Got it right.
I was close.
Close, very close.
Good to hear that you're drinking your caffeine, Miss G. This is what happens when...
Caffeine is a wonderful thing. It's very addictive. If my father doesn't get his cup of caffeine in the morning, he will be grumpy the whole day.
I'm the same way.
So please,
so is my mother.
Coffee. Please, take coffee.
If you need it, please drink it.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, if I yawn one more time, I'm going to scream. Welcome to the My Little Pony Talking Yawning Hour. See, this is another reason why we need little Ellie Cat back.
Yes.
She keeps us awake.
So she could say,
please quit the yawning. Yes.
You have something better to do than yawn.
Well, not actually in that voice, but you'll get the point.
Yes. Okay.
Please, little alley cat, forgive me if you hear this. I still love you.
It would be funny if she started actually listening to these ones since she is not on it. You know? So.
Sorry. I'm looking at this very cool auction.
Well,
right now.
What do you say, since we're both yawning up a storm, we call it quits early tonight?
What? No. We're going to do a whole show. Are you kidding me? We can do it. We can do it together.
Okay, well then let's go ahead and move on to the Magic Fantasy Ponies.
Ooh, very magical, very fantasy.
And very reissued.
Very. Well, part of them.
Yes.
About 50%.
Up first is Blue Pearl, who is Ivy. Right down to her hair color, it is Ivy.
Well, no. Just the fading pink hair. And Ivy didn't have fading pink, just more of that very bright pink. But almost orangey pink.
Oh, this is true. This is true. But this girl did come with some really neat accessories. She came with a neon pink heart-shaped bead machine, which can put beads in her hair. She comes with 4 dark blue, 2 light purple, 2 dark pink beads, and a mint-colored comb to work the bead machine. You would thread the bead onto the plastic needle, shifting the heart-shaped button on the left. After that, thread the bunch of hair into the plastic needle. Shift the heart-shaped button on the right. The bunch of hair will be threaded and automatically into the bead. Boy, that sounds like a lot of complicated instructions.
Well, it's easy. Bead, thingy, hair, piece, threaded through the needle thing, and, no.
Yeah, you're not helping.
I can't do this. No, I'm not helping.
You are definitely not helping.
Can you speak Spanish? I'm looking at a Spanish description, but I can't really, get the translation right. You don't speak Spanish?
No.
Do you?
I definitely do not. I can say please, thank you, no more, and more. But I don't think that'll help translate the back of a My Little Pony card.
I should watch it, see how it goes. Maybe I'll buy it, maybe not. Maybe somebody's faster than me.
Well, how about this?
I'm very lucky.
What about a Dutch name for this girl?
In Dutch, she's called Blauwdruppel, which translates to blue drop.
Ooh. Definitely cute, definitely cute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move right along to the next girl, who is White Pearl, who is Lightheart.
Are we going to talk about their variations or not?
Oh, there's variations?
Yes, Blue Pearl has a variation.
Well, then tell us about it.
So does White Pearl. Blue Pearl has a variation, which is often referred as blue-haired ivy. Hold on, let me get a picture of her. She has, instead of a purple streak, she has blue hair. And her hair is fading pink at the top and blue at the bottom. She has light purple eyes and a pink jewel. It was, at first, there wasn't really much known about her. It was speculated that she came with the Spanish carry case.
Mm.
But that was proven false because someone in Sweden, I think, has a Minton card one, which shows that she was sold as a variation of the fantasy hair ponies.
Ah.
So, and she's very rare and sought after. And
I have her, yay.
Woohoo.
Yes.
Very
cool. I got her from a Belgian seller.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about White Pearl, and you can tell us about her variation. White Pearl, again, is a reissue. She is a reissue of Lightheart, and her mane is orange and pink, and her tail is pink. Her symbol is still the same, and her eyes are purple with pink jewels.
Correct. And she has, again, that threading machine and the beads and a white comb.
Very cool, very cool.
Mm-hmm. She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. What
I
about
have her right now?
A Dutch name?
In Dutch, she's called a Zilver Parel, which translates to Silver Pearl.
Ooh.
And her variation is, this one is recently discovered. Moonbreeze from, which is a, she's a Dutch collector, she lives near me, got one with blonde hair and a bright red streak from another Dutch collector that found her at a flea market, I think it was. Yes. And she gave her to Moonbreeze since he didn't collect the G2s. And that was the first known of her. And then Moonbreeze found, I think she found another one. I don't know where she got it from, but she found another one. And she sold her to me. So now the two diehard G2 collectors have both of the White Pearl variation.
Very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still very, very happy with her. Since those are the only two known that exist. So it's an honor to have her in your collection.
I think
so. I feel honored.
Yeah, I think that's often what happens. You know, you get that one, and it's more on lines of like, oh. You have that moment.
Yes. And I paid, especially since this is the second one found, I think I paid, I got a bargain for her, I think. So, that's kind of nice. She was glad that she got to me, that I adopted her. So she could hang out with her other rare G2 friends.
Very cool, very cool.
And the thing is, I do have the Blue Pearl variation, but I don't have the normal Blue Pearl loose. I do have her mint on card, but I don't have her loose. Still searching for her.
Well, why don't we go ahead and search for the next pony?
Oh, sure.
The next pony is not a reissue. She is a brand new girl. She is Nightglow.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's very pale pink.
Mm-hmm.
I should say.
And she... Okay. She is a shade of color I don't think we've really seen.
No.
She is a pink.
Yes, very unique.
It's a really hard pink to describe.
It's a color if you... color in a person, skin color you use for drawing a human, that's the color.
Yep. It's that type of flesh tone, and her hair is that same, her pink hair, the pink part of her hair is the same shade.
Go. That's the fading pink.
Oh, never mind, fading pink hair. Which means everything turns to white on this girl. But the white part on her mane, if you put it under light and then turn off the light,
it glows.
Her glows.
I have her mint on card, and I have the other one we're going to talk about next mint on card.
Ooh.
And they're hanging right above my head to the side, so if I turn around I see them. So if I lay in bed and if it's dark, completely dark, I can see their hair glow.
Ooh, that is gotta be
that's
fun.
So cool. Yes,
but her symbol is some dark pink flowers, her eyes are mint with blue jewels. And she comes with two star-shaped hair clips that
which
glow
also glow in the dark.
Yep.
Yes.
That glow just like her mane and a pink comb.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely cool that, you know, they did something gimmicky and it actually worked.
And their eye gems really stand out.
I would think so, especially, you know, being that dark of a blue. I mean, you can see the blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's more along the lines of, hi, I am blue.
Yes, very dark blue.
So, do we have a Dutch name for this girl?
Her Dutch name is Droomzacht, which translates to sweet dreams, I guess.
Ooh. I think anyone would have sweet dreams with this girl and her in their herd.
Definitely.
I definitely would myself.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So are we ready to move on to the next girl?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. Up next is Night Shine.
Night Shine.
And she is... Ooh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I'll wait till you finish describing her.
She is yellow. Her mane is... I would rather say tangerine than yellow.
I would say orange.
Tangerine orange. Tangerine's a shade of orange.
Yes.
And white. The white part, again, lights up in the dark. Her symbol is a pink striped ball. Her eyes are lavender with pink jewels.
Yes. It's a beach ball.
Ah.
I would say.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And that's what I wanted to say. I mean, her symbol doesn't match her name. I mean, I would have think she would have some kind of, I don't know, star or cloud or something as her symbol, not a beach ball. But that doesn't make her any less cute. I mean, her colors are awesome. She's really cool. And very beautiful.
She is very gorgeous. And her accessories sound adorable. Two orange flower-shaped hair clips and two purple butterflies that glow in the dark just like her mane.
Mm-hmm.
So do all four of them glow, or is it just two out of the four?
Yes. And I experienced it. If I go to sleep in about an hour, or wait, in about a half an hour.
Maybe sooner.
Maybe sooner. I'll see them glow up. I tried to take a picture of them, but my camera wouldn't capture the glow in the darkness of them.
Yeah, I think it's probably so dim.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not taking that part. But what about a Dutch name for this girl?
Her Dutch name is Glinstertje.
Which means?
It translates to sparkle. Or shimmer.
Okay, that kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I hate to say this.
Yes, it's time for night-nights for me. Because I'm exhausted.
Me too, and I have an exceedingly early day in the morning. And I hate to say night-nights early. I think everyone knows that. But I think with your full day... My early day tomorrow, I think it's a good bet to take and go ahead and log off early.
We'll forgive you.
Thank you. Hopefully everyone will forgive me for next week.
Because?
We will not be having...
No.
No show
next week. No.
Yes.
Kind of disappointing.
Well, actually, there is never a show the last Friday in November.
Why?
Why? Because it's the day after Thanksgiving and I do my Christmas shopping at early time in the morning, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, we don't have Thanksgiving over here, so... I forgot, sorry. I hear something typing.
Yes, that would be me.
I figure. So, well, I think it went well, the show, I guess.
I think it did, too.
Is Miss G still there? Yes.
Yes, she is still here.
Can Miss G confirm that this was a good show? Or did we completely fail? Maybe she can give it a 1 to 10 rating. Yeah.
Okay, as Miss G just said, Panda is the Black Friday black belt. Oh, yes, I hold the title, and I will remain with that title.
Congratulations, I guess. Ooh, somebody just beeped.
That would be me, but you know what? I don't think my phone is keeping a charge as well as it used to.
Come on, phone, you can do it. Hold on.
No, I just really need to, Oh, yes, Miss... Yes, we want you to answer.
Sure, why not? Don't feed the trolls, but Mrs. G, come on, rate us. Alright, rate the show. Sorry. I think my brain is slowly shutting off, I think.
I think it is for both of us. Hence why I said let's go ahead and end early tonight. Okay, it's agreed. We need little Alley Cat to come back.
We pass. That's good to hear. I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, hopefully little Alley Cat will be back after next week's break. We will be back on December 2nd.
Yes, because I need to contact her because I've run out of pony snacks.
I need to contact her because she needs to come back. I'm losing my regular hosts here.
Yes, and I want to know if she got my package.
Yes, we all want to know that.
Yeah.
Especially me.
Because... Do you want to know what's in it?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not going to tell.
Meanie butt.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
Okay. Oh, Miss G wants to know if candy can be shipped to you, yum yum.
Of course, all candy can be shipped to you. It's freezing cold out here. I mean, it wouldn't get sticky or gooey. Of course.
Well, see, I always have a rule. If it's summer, you best better not send me any chocolate.
No.
It will melt.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
I would think so, too.
So, but, I guess until December 2nd, Pony Night Night?
Oh? Pony Night Nights, unfortunately.
Yes.
Good for my brain, because it needs to rest.
And mine too.
Oh, I thought... Hey, where's Kimono?
This is Kimono, hey. And you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I really need to re-record her.
Yes.
I definitely do. Well, it's not to see you next week. It's see you in 2 weeks. But I think everyone still gets the point.
Yes.
So then see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. Bye, peeps.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's our show for tonight. Hope to see you all back next.